We're joined from Brooklyn, where the Irish will take on Duke tonight in the ACC Tournament quarterfinals by Bo Farrell, the brother of Matt Farrell. He's going to join us for a couple of moments. Bo, it's Darren. Good to talk to you. How are you this evening?
Sir, how you doing?
I'm good. Doing terrific. We thank you for your time. And first off, we want to ask this. Are you still involved with the military?
I am, sir. I'm still currently on active duty.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. We thank you for your service, first and foremost.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Well, what a night last night. Down 21 with 15 minutes to go. You know, in the ACC tournament, we get to see the Farrell family on TV quite a bit. That's a shot we get quite often. What was your mindset in the second half with the Irish down 21? Were you still believing?
Well, to be honest with you, I had to leave my seat. I had to go acquire an alcoholic beverage, and then I had to kind of step away for a little bit. It was a little frustrating. There's no doubt about it. Usually it's my dad, me, and my mom in our seats. And at the end of the half, my dad looked at me and my mom and said, "You two are switching." You know, little superstitious, I guess. But I had to stand at the top of our section to watch the first half of the second half. Because it was very frustrating, no doubt about it.
Well, Bo, the proper follow-up question is, I had a little fun during the Pittsburgh game because there was a shot while Matt was at the free throw line of your dad just enjoying an ice-cold beverage there in the stands. I don't know if you want to answer this, but was it a multi-beverage night due to the stress level of that game?
Oh, it absolutely was, no doubt about it. And we'll tell you right now, we are a drinking family. We love to have a good time. We're standing outside the Barclays Center right now at McMahon's Pub, having a few. And, you know, it's a great, great environment. It's a great feeling. But there's no doubt about it that it is stressful. I had a friend of mine from college that came to the game yesterday. It was funny because he looked at my mother after the game and he said, "You know, I've only sat in the parents' session with you guys for about two or three games over the past 3 years. But I got to tell you, this is one of the most stressful environments I have ever been in."
Bo, this is Eric Hantz from the South Bend Tribune. I'm curious how you were able to get away for this stretch, and when do you have to go back to wherever you are stationed right now?
So I'm actually very fortunate right now that it lined up. The assignment that I'm in right now is I'm teaching ROTC at Florida A&M University. So I'm fortunate to be able to have a little bit different schedule than being, you know, on the line in the Army, in the regular Army world. So I am able to step away to be able to see, you know, this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to watch my younger brother compete at this level. My supporting, my cadre who I work with are nothing but supportive, and it's just been an absolute blessing.
That's fantastic. And, Bo, how would you describe the relationship between Matt and Bonzi Colson?
I would probably look at Bonzi as another brother to me. Bonzi and my brother are extremely close. They do everything together. Bonzi came up to our house over the summer, my parents' house in the Jersey Shore. And, you know, Bonzi and my brother, you saw it at the end of the game yesterday. You saw the shot of them hugging. They are just extremely close. You know, they love each other, and they will do anything for each other. And I know that tonight you're going to get 100% out of them, you know, regardless of how they feel.
Bo, I'm curious, how big is your driveway and what was it like playing horse with your brother?
playing with my brother growing up?
Yeah.
We played a lot of Nerf basketball from the time that we could walk. Going to all my father's high school practices. It was nothing but basketball, sports year round. I'm not going to lie, I dunked on my brother a few times and then he grew. and then I couldn't. And then he beat me a lot. And then I got mad. So then I figured, hey, why not just be more physical? So I kind of, you know, used the elbow game here and there when I could.
Matt Farrell's brother, Bo Farrell, joining us for a couple of moments live from Brooklyn, the Irish and Duke tonight on WSBT Radio. Pregame at 6:40. Opening tip is at 7 o'clock. Putting away emotions for a second, Bo. Talking to Matt, I don't know if you've talked to him today or not, but what is the feeling around the team? Do they feel like they need to win tonight to get into the NCAA tournament, or do they feel like last night should be enough?
From what I think that right now they're just only focused on this ACC tournament. You know, this senior class has been fortunate to have gone to, two ACC finals, you know, in the past 3 years. That's a heck of an accomplishment. And they're focused right now, just like they were, you know, when the time came in Maui, to go after that hardware. You know, it's another piece of hardware that they would love to bring home. And then, you know, what happens on Selection Sunday happens on Selection Sunday. But I can definitely tell you that they are focused extremely hard in Brooklyn right now.
Bo, when we watch Matt play, there just seems like there's such a mental toughness to him, to his makeup. And I'm curious, has he always been like that? Was something happening when you guys grew up that kind of forged that mental toughness?
Yeah, the kid doesn't get rattled, and I will give him that. I will definitely give him that. We're a very physical family. You know, we love to argue. We love to fight. We love to disagree with each other. And there's just something about him that, you know, when something is on the line, whether it's a game or, you know, a decision to make, he maintains his resiliency and you know, his confidence. And that is probably one of the most where I can say that I'm very proud of him, because he's developing to a leader that I am extremely proud to see on the floor and off the floor.
And the last one from me, Bo, I'm curious how Matt handled being injured. He seems like a guy that you'd almost have to keep in a cage to keep him from running out there with a bad ankle. Well, how do you think he coped with the injury this year?
There's no doubt it was frustrating. You know, he's a guy who never got injured much, you know, in high school and playing in his younger days. He never really got injured much. So to not be able to play for those 5 games that he couldn't play, it was tough. It was very tough, but I'll never forget the moment where, I can't remember, I believe it was the game after NC State. He was the first, him and Bonzi were the first two to jump off the bench during a timeout to congratulate the players on the floor, you know, doing something. I think Tom Noyes is actually the one that tweeted that, but that's the type of attitude that he has. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter who does it, team mentality first, and let's get it done.
Final question for you, Bo. What do the Irish need to do tonight to beat those darn Duke Blue Devils?
We literally just talked about this with my father in the subway. honestly, we think we've got to keep it close to the last 4 or 5 minutes. If we can keep it close, you know, within 5, down the wire, I think we got a good shot. You know, I think that we play mistake-free basketball. We don't give them second-chance opportunities. I think we're going to be okay. You know, this is a very beatable team, much like anybody in the ACC. And it's Brooklyn. Anything can happen in Brooklyn.
That's exactly right. Well, Bo, it was a great moment last year when you surprised Matt at Purcell Pavilion, and it's been great to watch your family through the years at Notre Dame. And hopefully we got a lot more basketball yet to come. I have a feeling that's going to be the case. But good luck to you and your family tonight in Brooklyn as the Irish take on the Duke Blue Devils. And again, thank you so much for your service, and have a great time at the Barclays Center tonight.
Gentlemen, thank you very much, and go Irish.
Go Irish. There you go. From Brooklyn, Matt's brother, Bo Farrell, joining us here on 96.1 WSBT.